you want to turn down your fear and turn up your confidence, keep watching. Hello, my darlings. Today I want to just give you a little boost, nice little booster to start your day. And I want to talk about the feelings of inadequacy. Like if anything is coming up for you where you are feeling that you're not good enough or you're going into compare and despair, if anything's coming up for you where you're just looking at everybody else and thinking, but they're so much further ahead of me and should I even bother starting, or I'm so far behind, and you just start going into all of these things and feelings and thoughts that are not helpful but are totally natural. So the first step really is to recognize that you're just normal. Yay, you're human. If I reached out and I pinch you, you're gonna hurt just like all of us, right? And we all have those feelings of inadequacy at some point, and sometimes they're higher, sometimes they're lower, but none of us are exempt from those feelings because we're having a human experience. So if you are feeling inadequate, or if you are feeling compare and despair, if anything's coming up for you that you're feeling less than, or you might be feeling less than because you're comparing yourself to others that you're seeing do other things, or maybe you're super qualified in what you do but you're not really using what you do, and you know that you really want to be using what you do, or that you want to do something with the knowledge that you have and you're not quite sure what to do. I mean, you could be at any stage, but the first thing is recognize you're human. And if there's a calling in you, if there's something in you, like this little coiled up spring, like we talk about in the book, that is making you feel like there is something more and you're being pulled towards something, but you're not quite sure what that is. Well, I'm hopefully going to give you a little bit of inspiration today and walk you through a bit of a process actually that might be able to help uplift you and elevate you. So the key thing is we've all been there. You are not alone as you go through this journey. If you're feeling like you're not enough, or you're questioning your abilities and you're letting self-doubt cast any kind of shadow over your confidence, whether that's a small shadow or a big shadow and everything in between, don't worry, because it's perfectly natural. You are human and we all feel it. We all feel it. And like I was feeling that exact way last week. We're not immune from this. It doesn't matter what stage of your journey you're at. It really doesn't matter, because as you start to grow, there's a saying that really resonates with me when they say new level, new devil. And it's so true. It's like, you know, you feel like you feel now, and then you get over the line. Our job here is to get you over the line, and then get you over the next line, and then get you over the next line. And the line that you're maybe needing to get over today is just a little bit of confidence. And that's your line. It's not, going out and setting up a massive business or a successful this or a great that. It's maybe just, I just need to get over the line today of just feeling good about myself. And that's enough, because the ripple effect of who you're being will then create ripples in other areas, like every other area of your life. So today I'm going to unravel some secrets. I suppose they're not really secrets as such, but maybe they're just reminders for you that will turn that 10, if you're like confidence is at a zero and your self-worth is at a zero and your limiting beliefs are at a 10, what we want to do is just turn that dial down from a 10 to a 9, and then to an 8, to a 7, to a 6, and to maybe you might not get it to zero, maybe you might get it all the way past zero and beyond. But today, at least, just start the process. So the first thing to do is to really look at, well, where does this inadequacy monster come from? And often this little lurking monster, which a good idea that we talk about in the book is actually to give it a name. If you give it a really silly name, like Cecil or Frederick, or Frederick isn't a silly name, but give it something that that really just feels really silly to you, and that could be anything, and that's totally personal to you. But imagine that, let's call it Cecil. I'm going to call it Cecil for now, right? I don't know where that came from. We're just going to call this particular fear of inadequacy, we're going to call it Cecil. And just imagine that Cecil, the fear of inadequacy monster, is hiding behind that fear of failure, or it's hiding behind the fear of judgment, or behind the fear of not good enough, or rejection. Maybe Cecil is really lurking in there, you know, like a Monsters Inc. You know, they kind of come out, you know, from under the bed or whatever. What is that fear anyway? It's so irrational, isn't it? It's like I was talking to my mum the other day, and we were laughing because I still will not put my feet out of the quilt when I'm in bed. And she said that she does exactly the same thing, which is hilarious. Anyway, so let's talk about irrational things, right? So first of all, if we can just acknowledge the fact that these fears, all they're doing is really casting a light on the shadows that they're casting. So there's a light being shone on it now because you're now witnessing it. You're now acknowledging the fact that it's there. And it doesn't really like to be acknowledged in that way. It likes to lurk. And so as soon as you like call it, it's like, whoa, hang on a minute. are you talking to me? So once you've recognized it and you've given your Cecil a name, then we need to talk about some practical steps that will just dial it down a bit. So I want you to imagine, just imagine now, that Cecil is at a 10, right? So Cecil, the debilitating, sabotaging little shit that Cecil is, that is causing you to not feel good enough and to not recognize your worth and to make you feel like you're just nothing, right? So you're not good enough and you're not worthy enough and all these things, right? So that's what Cecil stands for. So Cecil is now at a 10. And so I want you to start, first of all, by imagining that you're reaching out and you're just saying to Cecil, yeah, I'm just going to turn you down a bit, just turning you down. And you turn Cecil down a bit. And as you turn Cecil down, it's like you can start hearing your achievements getting louder, right? So as you're turning Cecil down, you're turning your achievements up. And which should probably be that way. So Cecil is going down and your confidence is going up, because it's like as you can hear Cecil like this little Mickey Mouse, you're not good enough, you're crap, you'll never make it, you know, this la 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 voice. And then over here you've got, hey, but look what you've achieved, look what you've done, look what you're doing, look at the qualifications that you've got, look at the life you've come through, look at the trauma you've gone through, that you've worked through, that was, you know, given to you as one of your biggest tests in life, and look, you came through it, you're alive, you're still doing what you're doing, and there's so much more of you to meet yet, right? And so you've got this bit that's really getting louder and this bit that's just going like a balloon. Stick a pin in Cecil's ass and just watch him deflate like a balloon, right? And so now you can see that Cecil is going from a 10 to a 9 to an 8 to a 7, and as you're dialing Cecil down, that confidence is starting to shift up as you're turning up the dial and the volume on the fuck yeah, you are good enough, yeah, you have been through so much in your life, yeah, you're bloody amazing. Oh, whenever you talk to someone, they always feel better about themselves. Like, keep turning that up, keep turning it up, turning it up, and turning this one down, until the point that Cecil has gone from a 10 to a 9 to an 8 to a 7 to a 6 to a 5 down to a whisper, all the way down to a 2 or a 1. And actually you get to the point where you just press that button, pop, off he goes. It's just gone. Cecil is gone. Can't hear Cecil at all anymore. And yet all I can now hear is lifetime achievement award. Like, look at what you came through. Look at what this award stands for. Look at what it represents. Look at what you're going to get up for every morning from now on. And really dialing into the purpose. And if you're not quite sure what your purpose is yet, it doesn't really matter, because right now is your purpose. You're on purpose right now. The fact that you're breathing, you're on purpose. The fact that you've got to where you are and you've probably got some things you need to do today, that's on purpose. That's on purpose enough. You want to be really on purpose? Go and get a drink of water. That's you being on purpose. Eat good food. Nourish your body. That is being on purpose. Read something that inspires you. That's on purpose, right? So really think about your achievements and your wins and acknowledge the progress that you've already made. This can just be such an enormous, powerful step to shift your perspective, just turning Cecil down and turning up your confidence by reminding yourself actually about how far you've come. And so then you go from turning Cecil down from a 10 all the way down to switching him right off, to taking your achievements and notching them up, notching them up, notching them up, notching them up, to the point that they're so loud that you've not got rid of the fear. I mean, you've switched it off, but actually the fear could still be there, but it's just not getting into the driving seat and driving your life today, right? So I want you to just think about that. So I've got a bit of an allergy. I feel like I'm going to sneeze. but just, this is a way that you can challenge those negative thoughts head on and not ignore the fact that they're there, but just consciously imagine that you're turning them down and give it a name. And when you give it a name, it's like when if your dog's barking and you say, shh, be quiet, and then it stops. It's just the same way. Like, you just treat it like this. It's a pet. This pet is there to protect you. It's your guard dog, and it will protect you at all costs. And I mean all costs. It will protect you from success as well as from failure. So as soon as you start hearing your mind whispering in any way, you can't do that. Yeah, all right, Cecil. Why the fuck not? Why can't I? Why can't I do that? And just embrace the discomfort, and apologies for the swearing. I get quite passionate about this. But I just think that if you can really challenge it, you say to yourself, as you're going through the book, for example, and you start doing, we've got some great activities that we've created for you. You might be doing the good, great, absolutely shit, hot, amazeballs, fucking awesome exercise that we've created for you. And as you do that activity, you might be creating the shit, hot, amazeballs, absolutely fucking awesome piece and go, well, who am I to achieve that? I can't achieve that. That's not possible. Well, yeah, I thought that too about my life. And now here I am. Because once you start to put it out, take it out of your mind and start to channel it and put it on paper, no, it's not just going to happen just because you're thinking about it. It's going to happen because when you realize what it is that you want that is greater than any fear, when you realize that, when you start listening to the audios that we've created for you that are in the online resources hub, you'll start to realize and recognize that actually, you are so fucking valuable in the world that how can you not go out there? Who are you not to do it? Who are you not to take your heart and your impact and make a difference, whether that's on your life or someone else's? And by the way, just by making a difference on your life, you will naturally be making a difference in the lives of others, because they'll see you being the example and not just telling everybody what to do, but being the example and the demonstration. So if all you do today is think, how can I be an example of what I have learned? How can I be just a better example? Maybe not even the example. You don't need to go out there and be the, living, breathing, eating, sleeping, walking, talking example yet. You're working your way towards that, maybe. But at least make a start and just go from whatever number you are, from a 5 to a 6 or a 6 to a 7 or a 1 to a 2 or even a 0 to a 1. Just that progress, it's just taking up the dial of your life, and you deserve to take the dial up on your life. This is a way that you can just totally rewrite the narrative. And when shit comes up, you go, okay, why not? Tell me why I can't do that. Who am I not to live that life? What evidence do you have, conscious mind, what evidence do you have, ego, that I am not right for that, that I'm not good enough for that? Oh, well, yeah, actually, you can't provide any evidence, because all of the evidence of my life so far has led to the fact that I am fucking shit hot amazeballs, fucking awesome, and I'm an amazing human being, and I do good in the world, and I make ripples wherever I go, and I am on a mission to leave a footprint on this planet that is better than before I landed on this planet. I want to make a difference. I want to create a ripple, and I want to make a wave. And whether that's in a wave in the life of my family, a wave in the life of the person that serves you at the store today, or a wave in the life of one of your pets, to your children, to your grandchildren, to a teenager standing at a bus stop, just smiling at them and saying, hey, I love your whatever, fill in the gap. I love your shoes. They're brilliant. I did this. Greg and I went on date night last week, and there was a very introvert person who was at this comedy event that we went to, and they were sitting on their own, and they had these like wacky, crazy like bat earrings. I don't know if you've ever seen the Bacardi logo, but it was like that sort of bat, and they were massive. They were like this, like hanging on this person's ears, and I was really intrigued by these earrings. I couldn't stop looking at them. And whilst they're not my favourite thing, like I would never wear them, I love them. I love the fact that this person just like was owning these earrings. And so I went up to this person and I said, oh my God, I love your earrings. They are absolutely fantastic. And she said, oh, thank you. Like really wasn't expecting it at all. And as I sat down, she said, I really love your top. I really love your top. It was like she found something. Because she wanted to give back. She found something good about me that she wanted to pay the compliment in return. So actually, by paying her a compliment, I helped her to feel better about herself, because then she was able to repay that. No money exchanged hands. It was an energy exchange. It was a commonality of kindness. It was a commonality of kinship exchange. And just imagine what the world would be like if all of us were doing that. So I hope that I've inspired you to take wherever you're at right now, whatever number you're at, just dial up the confidence, start listening to that, because that's taking you where you want to go, and start turning Cecil down. Like, you know, whether he's a 10 out of 10 or an 8 out of 10 or a 6 out of 10, a 1 out of 10 or a 50 out of 10, like off the scale, off the charts. You have the most powerful mind. You have the most powerful ability to be able to use hypnosis, which hypnosis is just a pure state of focus. We are in hypnosis all of the time. No one can hypnotize you. You can only hypnotize yourself, right? A hypnotherapist or a hypnotist can, for those of you that already understand hypnotherapy, but just for those of you that don't, a hypnotherapist can beautifully guide you into your own hypnosis. But as you listen to some of the audios, they've got a hypnosis built into them, and that's not to make you fall asleep or anything like that. It's just to get you focused. It's to keep you in a pure state of focus where you're focused on the things that you do want, and that you can turn the dial on the things that you don't want. So I want you to practice that today. Whatever you feel like you're going into, if you feel yourself going down, if you feel yourself dropping, I want you to test yourself. What number am I at out of 10? And then just turn up the dial. Find something good in your life. Or it might be a person, or it might be a memory. It might be an image, an emotion, a sensation, a thought, a feeling, a video, something that you play in your mind. It might be a prop. It might be, that drinking water. You might say, look, this is amazing. This is good for me. This is healing me. This is life. This is helping me to live. I am made of 70% water. The planet is 70% water. Everything around me. I live on a boat, so I'm around a lot of water. But just by doing this and just by having good feelings, it sounds wacky. I would have said that you were crazy if you'd have said it to me years ago. But like, just say it, water, I'm so grateful for you. Thank you so much. Like, if you've ever watched Emoto's work, that talking to the food and the water and the fluid that you're putting into your body, just being so grateful to it and setting the intention that you're going to heal my body, like, that's taking you from a 1 to a 2 or a 2 to a 3, a 3 to a 4. Gratitude will always lift you up. So if you can't find anything to be grateful for, be grateful for the most simplest things that you have around you that don't have to cost you anything, or that cost you for, a bottle of water or whatever. But you already have so much greatness inside you. You're a freaking gift. You are a present. So be present with what's coming up for you. Feel it. Don't try and reject it. Feel it. Notice it. Give it a name. Turn it up if it's a positive. Turn it down if it's not. Give it a funny squeaky voice or sound like Mickey Mouse or something if you're hearing something that's not helpful for you. And just turn it down to the point where you go, pop, yep, don't need you. It's like, you are the weakest link, goodbye. And then turn the dial up on just find something positive. Even if that positive thing is, I'm drinking water to help my body to work and to be healthy. And I'm just so grateful for that. And just be grateful for something that takes you up. It'll just elevate you from where you are to that next level of emotion, so that you're in emotions that help you. And that help you to embrace the challenges that you're coming up against. Instead of like hitting them with resistance, it means that you can then go into them and feel really powerful and positive. My suggestion is that if you haven't already listened to any of the audios that are up in the audio section of the Resources Hub, I would go listen to one of those, feel into what is coming up for you. What are you finding the resistance with? You don't have to wait until you get to the fear sections at halfway through the book. You don't have to wait till you get to them before you start listening to the audios. Just think, what's coming up for me today. If it's a fear of commitment, go listen to the fear of commitment audio. If it's a fear of judgment or a fear of failure, a fear of success, any of the things that are coming up for you, just go and have a look in the audio section. See which one resonates with you, or just close your eyes and point your finger at one, and whatever that is, then that's going to be potluck, and it's going to be brilliant, and it's going to move you. It's totally going to move you up the scale. I'd advise that you maybe think about doing that on a morning basis, and just while you're brushing your teeth, having a shower or whatever, listen to those audios, and you'll just feel dramatically different. You'll be starting your day at a really high vibration. We've got some workshops that are coming up. So this week, this Tuesday at 8 p.m., we have, let me just tell you what we've got. Masterclass 1. So we're doing Overcoming Imposter Syndrome, which is happening on Tuesday the 14th of November at 8 p.m. UK time. So whatever time that is for you in the world, just work that out. 8 p.m. UK. So that's happening Tuesday. For those of you that are on the 1 year No Fear program, the 12-month program that we run, the next that we've got a sprint, a training that's happening this week on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday. For those of you that are attending the sprint, we've made this workshop, this masterclass at 8 p.m. so you can finish the sprint and then come on to the masterclass. So that's happening. And then next Tuesday, we've got another one, which is the Courage to Charge What You're Worth. So we're packing in some really good training sessions to support the learning that you're doing as you go through the book. And if you need any help, you know where we are. And if you're interested in joining the 12-month program, to come and join us on things that we're doing with the members throughout the month to that really master the business, the idea, the purpose around the idea, making money, doing what you love and turning that love into impact and doing some phenomenal things, then come and join us on the program. We do interview every single person to make sure that you're right for it. And if it's not right for you, then there's loads of other things that we've got that might be. And if we're not right for you, then we can introduce you to the next person that is, and go on that journey together. So have an amazing day. Be inspired by yourself. Don't look outside for inspiration. You are inspiration enough. You are the ripple effect in motion. You're an impact catalyst. You're a ripple maker. So be that ripple you want to see in the world today. And we'll see you on the next session. Bye-bye for now.